All right, so tell us about the festival. What's it all about?
Well, it's a big Americana music festival. When I came back to town a couple of years ago, I decided that I wanted to start a festival, and there wasn't another festival like this in the area. So we hired a bunch of great talent and brought them in, and it was sort of a leap of faith, you know, and people showed up from all over the country and parts of Canada. So we've been doing it ever since.
Now, what exactly is Americana music?
Well, it's anything that has roots in American music, like bluegrass is an original American style. Jazz would also be, we don't do jazz, but like blues, country music, rock and roll, those are all part of the Americana sphere. And so a lot of bands will play, like my band, for instance, plays all those things. So a lot of times the people blend it up, you know, they play a bluegrass song that has an electric guitar in it, or you know, a rock and roll song that has a banjo in it. So it's kind of all thrown together.
Sure. Now, how did you get into music?
Well, I came up in a musical family. I actually studied, went to graduate school and everything, and it wasn't until I got out of graduate school that I started playing guitar and writing songs. And I spent about 20 years on the road touring and all over North America. And just about 3 years ago, I decided to come back home to Effingham.
What inspired you to start the festival?
Well, my love of music and my recognition of the fact that people in this area don't have an opportunity to hear this music very much. You know, there's no radio station playing Hayes Carl or the Bottle Rockets in this area. I mean, there's small independent stations and other places will play that stuff. But so as a result of that, there's not a lot of live performances of that variety. And so it was important to me to have that in the community where I live. And I happen to know a lot of people who like that kind of music. And so we went out and found the acts and booked them.
So what types of acts can people expect to see if they come to this festival?
Well, Hayes Carl is a Grammy-nominated songwriter and performer. Very funny guy. He has a new album out that's getting amazing reviews all over the spectrum. He's a highly regarded songwriter and... Cor Blund has won Canadian Country Music Male Singer of the Year, and he has gotten a lot of accolades for his songwriting also. Della May is a great five-piece all-female bluegrass band from Nashville. They're going to do a high-energy bluegrass performance. Of course, Chain Station does some great high-energy mountain music from Denver, Colorado area. Matt Poss Band, everybody around here knows Matt Poss Band. Jet Adam Band is really making a big move right now with this new album, and they play sort of soulful rock and roll. Tom Russell is one of the legendary songwriters that I've used as a songwriting compass for the 20 years I've been writing songs, and he wrote songs like Navajo Rug, and he wrote the big hit called Outbound Plane back in 1992. I think that was a number one hit. But he's coming and coming up from El Paso, and so those kind of acts will be throughout the entire weekend.
Very cool. Now, what type of effort goes into planning an event like this?
Well, I get a lot of help, but I am the only actual member of the team. I mean, I have like my brother Larry is the tech managing the tech side, you know, so he'll be swinging into action right now actually, and. I got Mike McDevitt, who's doing all the technical, like the website and design stuff for it. And then Casey Tibbs does all the social media promotions. And so I'm basically just organizing all the different efforts and trying to promote the festival and get the tickets sold is my job. But Brian Larson, of course, is getting the grounds ready out there at Larson's Landing, where we'll have the festival.
Now, Bill, what type of support do you get from the community for an event like this?
Well, it takes a whole community to put on a festival like this, and I get a lot of support. I get volunteers who spend their part of their time either before, during, or after the festival donating their time in exchange for a ticket, and a lot of them do it to help the festival primarily. I have a staff of people who I've got a tech. My brother Larry Paul does the tech support, and so they do the sound and the lights and all that stuff. Then Brian Larson takes care of all the getting the preparing the grounds at Larson's Landing there. And Mike McDevitt does my website and that sort of thing and design work. Casey Tibbs and Image Square Marketing does my, what's it called? Social media. Casey Tibbs does my social media for me, and his Image Square Marketing does a great job. And then of course we have a bunch of sponsors, and we couldn't do it without the sponsors. They really are crucial. Heartland Dental is our flagship sponsor. Hodgson Mills has been a big sponsor all 3 years. J&J Gaming and Amusements both sponsor us. Boulder Chevrolet, Broniker GMC, Lexington Inn and Suites, Country Inn and Suites, New Health Chiropractic, and of course Sam Adams is a great support too. They actually have been very helpful. Kerner's and Coors Light and Miller Lite have been very supportive all aspects of the production.
A lot of community support, both from local businesses and volunteers.
And I should say WCRC is a sponsor of the festival as well.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Are there going to be other things other than music at the festival? Are you guys going to have vendors, food, stuff like that?
Sure. There's going to be some amazing food. Pinkies will be serving some hot hamburgers and bratwurst. There's going to be a barbecue booth. I'm going to have some food there, so if people want to eat, I'll have some vegetarian food there that'll be like beans and quinoa salad and healthy food if they choose to have that. And there's, I can't think of his name now, the Dogger, I think is what it's called, but it's Michael Brummer has a hot dog stand that he's going to bring out there also.
All right, very cool. Now, if someone was interested in finding out more information about the festival, how can they do so?
www.moccasincreekfestival.com.
And do you guys have any social media presence as well, Facebook, Twitter?
Sure, we have a Facebook page. We'd love to have you stop in and say hello.
All right, Bill, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.